The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Alrighty, we're coming up in a few minutes to Energize Green, the coolest green show in Dallas-Fort Worth. I am Andrea Rideout. I'm one of the hosts of Energize Green, and I've got Barrett Klein Koch here with me, and we're talking about green events. This is kind of our little local pre-show that we do every week, letting you folks know what's going on around Dallas-Fort Worth and around the country in the world of green. And speaking of events, there's something big going on downtown
today.
Very
big, but can I ask you a question? What's red, white, blue, and green?
Red, white, blue, and green? Mm-hmm. I don't know. What is?
It's the 20-story Texas State Fair Ferris wheel.
Whoa!
With all those brand new LED light bulbs they put on there.
Yeah, we've been talking about that. I love those LED light bulbs. They are super duper cool and green.
They are bright, too.
Yeah, you can see them from
the highway.
A long way.
Yes,
yeah,
you can.
You can, and they are also saving a lot of energy. And the folks at the State Fair are really ramping up green this year.
Yes,
they are. They've got recycling all over the fair. It's very exciting. And as you well know, Barrett, they're in the State Fair Garden Exhibition where we're kind of planted, no pun intended. We're having some fun with the folks from Scott's Miracle-Gro.
Yes, we are. A lot of fun with them. Come out, and they can tell you whatever you need to know about lawn care. Just suggest products and give you all kinds of great green tips and advice. Come by and see us.
And it's free, and we're giving out samples, lots of samples, including the new Organic Miracle-Gro from Scott's.
The brand new Organic Miracle-Gro.
That's right, just coming into stores. The butterflies are back, by the way. I don't know if you've had a chance, Barrett, to go down to the butterfly exhibit there at the Discovery Gardens. This is absolutely gorgeous. They've refurbished the beautiful multi-story high glass enclosure that has all the butterflies and the chrysalises. Plural for butterfly cocoons, and they're hatching out. You can watch them. You can have butterflies landing all over you, and in their gift shop, they have some radical butterfly stuff.
I'm going to have to sneak down there, I guess, this weekend, but I've met so many great folks, I just don't ever get really a chance to get out of our booth.
Yeah, well, we're having lots of fun, and there's a lot of stuff going on today, actually, around town. Another neat event is at the Cedar Hill State Park. They've got the Harvest Heritage Festival that's going on today. It actually starts at 11, and it's going to end up at 5 o'clock, where they're having a traditional square dance for all ages.
Pumpkin patch. Be sure to bring the kids.
Lots of fun. And kids under 12 are free, and over that, it's only $5.
$5,
and you can spend all day at the Cedar Hill State Park. Now, next week, we've got something exciting going on. This is for business people. The annual Sustainable Technologies Forum is going on at the Hotel Intercontinental. If you're a business person and you're wanting to get into that, give us a, just drop by our website. That's the
Definitely.
Best thing.
EnergizeGreen.com.
That's it. And the Sierra Club's having a fabulous bike rally. This is going on at the Bathhouse Cultural Center.
A little pre-Halloween.
Yeah, right there.
Day of Halloween.
October 31st. And it's really going to be cool. Out at Fort Worth, we got some stuff happening on Saturday, November 7th and November 14th, the Master Composter class. This is exciting.
Hey, you come out, participate, and if you complete both days, you will receive a compost bin. That's pretty exciting.
That is very exciting. It's cool. Matter of fact, my folks did a similar thing in Garland a few months ago and absolutely loved it. Isn't it exciting to see so many of the different cities now that are really getting into
jumping
this
on
stuff?
Board.
They are jumping on the green that green bandwagon. We love to have them along. Also, in Fort Worth, Sunday, November 8th, we've got recycling at the Texas Motor Speedway. The folks from Keep Fort Worth Beautiful and Coca-Cola are going to be out collecting recyclables. And you can find out more about that, again, at our website, energizegreen.com. Now, we've got a couple minutes left, Barrett. I know there's some exciting stuff going on
big,
on the
big
national scene.
Events.
Yeah. What's happening?
We have the Solar Power International event in Anaheim, California.
And that's actually going on about 10 days, 10, 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
October the 26th to the 28th, the Solar Power Electric Association and Solar Energy Industries Association will be out there.
And they're going to have, it's kind of a business people's forum. It's pretty exciting. And they've got all kinds of folks, 200 different speakers. They've got 65 breakout sessions.
650 exhibitors.
Lots of stuff going on. If you can find out more at solarpowerinternational.com or, again, visit our website, energizegreen.com. And then Green America's Green Business Conference. This is a pretty neat thing for green businesses all across the country. It's going on November 11th through 12th Again, we have a link right there on our website. And then the San Francisco Green Festival. This is actually going to be run by our friends from Mother Earth News. Brian Welch, who is the publisher at Mother Earth News, Casey Compton, who's the editor-in-chief of the Herb Companion, and Tabitha Alterman, she's one of the senior associate editors at Mother Earth News, that they are going to be out there in San Francisco from November 13th through 15th. So go out and see them. Again, there's a link on our website. And then lastly, we've got an event coming up in February, actually here
calendars.
In Texas. That's right. Mark those calendars. This is going to be February 23rd through 25th. It's the Renewable Energy World North American Conference and Expo.
In
that's
Austin,
a long
at
name.
The Austin Convention Center.
That's right. So mark your calendars. If you're going green, you're going to want to know about it. Again, visit energizegreen.com. Our wonderful co-host, Dan Lipinski, has posted all kinds of cool events, and we continually post more and more every day. So visit the website and also drop us a note. Let us know what you've got going on, particularly if you've got some events at your association or your school or
post
a speech.
Post it on our Twitter page, twitter.com/energizegreen. Stop by and drop us a line.
That's right. And we'll be back in just a moment with Energize Green. We've got some great guests who are going to be joining us today from Mother Earth News. So stay tuned.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep turf builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a Super Roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
All right, welcome to the show today. We have a really special hour. It's going to be kind of a watershed hour for us because we've got a special announcement from our friends at Mother Earth News. And the whole hour, Dan, is going to be kind of full of our buddies from Mother Earth. What do you think?
It takes a lot to get me really excited. And today I am very excited.
Well, we've got Cheryl Long. She is the editor of Mother Earth News. And folks, if you listen to Energize Green much, you've heard Cheryl on the show lots of times. Matter of fact, she was on last week for a few minutes. Troy Griepentrog is going to be with us. He is the associate editor at Mother Earth News. And Casey Compton, she is the editor at Herb Companion. And she's going to be talking about herbs and stuff. But first, why don't we bring Cheryl on without further ado?
Hi, guys.
Hello, hi. Cheryl.
How are you?
I'm just doing great.
Well, we welcome you to the show. And I think it's about time we had that drum roll, Dan. What do you think?
Well, what do I do? On the microphone
there
here?
Goes.
If not, That's not going to work.
Well, Cheryl, I think I can do it.
I can do it.
There you go. Drum roll, please. All right. Well, we had you on the show last week, and I mentioned that I had been up there to Kansas visiting, and I think we can now let the cat out of the bag as to why I was up there. We are going to be changing the name of Energize Green to Mother Earth News Radio.
Hooray!
Yes.
Wow.
And that's going to happen on the 1st of November, the first show of November. And Cheryl, I really have you to thank for it, because it's kind of you being on my show, being on Energize Green for years and the Energy Show, and back when I had Ask Andrea, and we've kind of become friends, and we finally decided to solidify that.
Well, I just think it's going to be a great partnership. It's really exciting for us to be able to reach an additional audience.
Well, we
should be fun.
Well, I brought a touchstone for me today in the studio, and I'm going to let Dan and I are going to
hold
this between us for a moment. I'm going to pass the bar over here to Dan. I have one of the original Mother Earth News Radio Network records.
Yeah.
This is a record from back in the 70s, and it's the original.
This is a phonograph record.
It's a phonograph record, that's right, because Mother Earth News used to have a radio show way back when, and they're going to have a radio show again, and it's going to be a lot of fun because Dan and I are super excited. And listeners, for those of you who might be tuning in for the first time today, I think we ought to say hello. And like I said, we're going to be changing the name very soon, and it's going to be really exciting, Mother Earth News Radio. But for the next couple of weeks, it's still Energize Green. And so, Cheryl, you're a guest today, but soon you're going to be a regular, not a guest, really, almost a co-host,
right.
I think.
Family.
You're going to be family. That's right. And I got to tell you, I felt like family when I was up there. I had so much fun. And I visited Cheryl's farm and Brian Welch, who is the publisher. I visited Brian and Carolyn's farm. Had a blast.
I would like to meet him, too.
Well, they're very nice.
I've actually got a reason to go up there, and I may even see if I can't take an extra day or two and swing in and say hello.
And you know what I forgot to show you when you were here, Andrea?
No.
I have thin film solar panels on my barn.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I completely forgot to show them to you. They're just about the coolest thing. I had to put a new metal roof on, and these thin film peel and stick panels that we put on. We had a big demonstration here. We had about 50 people here to learn how they work, and they just sit out there and hum away. And now Kansas just passed net metering, and so now I actually might even get a little bit of money back from the utility company.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah, they're really cool.
That is wonderful. Why are you jealous? You've got 10 big solar panels on your house.
Because we don't have formal net metering here in the state of Texas, and Kansas does.
Still not yet?
Not yet. It got bottled up in the last legislature.
We almost got it, and it was like the last second, and it didn't pass. We had a whole bunch of stuff that almost passed in the way of green and
Well, there were other things that got in the way of it. It's not that it didn't pass. They didn't get a chance to vote on it.
It's coming. I mean, they're almost all states now have net metering, and people, you know, people, if they have solar panels, that what that means is basically they get, if they have any excess electricity they don't use on their property and they send it back into the grid, they get the utility has to pay them at retail or near retail rate instead of at some discounted puny wholesale rate.
Or nothing,
yeah.
Well, and we used to kind of have it here because the way our meters worked here is if you were getting electricity off the grid, your meter would spin in one direction.
Yeah.
And if you were producing electricity, say on solar panels or with the wind generator, it would spin it backwards. But the great state of Texas and many local cities and utility companies have gotten a little wise to it, and now they're putting new meters on that don't do that anymore. So they're able to track it a little bit more, and therefore you actually don't get paid for it right now.
Yeah, but then they have to put the backward spinning meters in then for people who do renewable energy, and if you're lucky, eventually your legislature will tell them they have to do that at no cost. I didn't have to pay the utility anything, and they had to put new meters in for me. So.
Yeah, well, we're working on all that here in Texas, and I'm sure it's not going to be long. And I think as more states do it and they feel the pressure to follow along, we're going to be seeing a lot more of it.
Yeah.
So, and here in Dallas-Fort Worth, we're doing a lot going green, and of course, we'll be talking about that a lot on the show, and we have been talking about it.
Yeah.
And just thrilled to be part of, like I said, what you guys are doing and what's going on all across the country. Now, we've got some great topics that we're going to be talking about with you. And folks, if you just joined us, Cheryl Long's our guest today on Energize Green from Mother Earth News. And, of course, I'm Andrea Rideout, and I've got Dan Lipinski
right here
in the studio. And we're going to talk a little bit with Cheryl about now, as we're kind of coming into winter, this is a good time to plant cover crops. And Cheryl, I want you to explain a little bit about what cover crops really are.
Well, in the garden jargon, when we say cover crop, we kind of mean a crop that we aren't growing for food or flowers or anything. It's kind of a filler during periods when your garden beds are not being used for regular food production. So oftentimes the cover crops are sown in the fall to go through the winter, and you choose materials that are very cold tolerant, that actually thrive in cool and cold temperatures, and oftentimes they don't necessarily die in the winter, and they come back in the spring. And what that does is it keeps all the microbes and critters that are living in the soil, it sustains them, it keeps them alive.
Whereas if you plow your fields under and just let them sit cold, yeah, all those microbes and things just die off, and
right,
your fields literally freeze.
I get so excited about this because I think it's just the coolest thing, because these plants are like little solar engines. They're catching the sunlight. They're using photosynthesis to create sugars and starches and so forth, and then their roots actually release a large percent of the carbohydrates that the plant manufactures into the soil, and that feeds the bacteria, and then the bacteria feed protozoa, and the worms come in and eat the protozoa. So there's this whole thing going on in your soil, and if you have living plants on that soil absorbing the sunshine and pumping this energy, this carbon, actually, carbon is what they're using, you know, they're pulling carbon dioxide out of the air, making carbohydrates.
Right.
It not only makes your soil more fertile, but in a very small way, it's helping, you know, reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere.
Absolutely,
I
because
think it's
each one of those plants.
Thing, and I don't think people get taught much about it in school. And it's
no.
Just, it's really cool, and
well,
that's
and
what
each,
cover crops are about.
And each plant's like a little little carbon filter. It's filtering out that air. It's wonderful.
Yep. Yep.
So what kind of plants do you find work best for this type of application?
You kind of need to work with what part of the country you're in.
Okay.
Oats is very good. It comes up in the cool temperatures in the winter months. And in many zones, it will winter kill in the dead of winter when the temperatures get down, I'm not sure, maybe below 20 probably. So in regions where you have that much freezing in the winter, the oats are cool because they come up in the fall. You just sow them. You just scatter them on the beds and rake them in a little bit, water them. They come up. They grow for a while. Then when it gets really cold, they die. Guess what you have in the spring?
Wonderful compost. That's right.
Instant mulch.
And
then if
you
want to plant tomatoes, you just
right in.
Rake back a little hole and pop your tomatoes in, and you've got this dead oat cover preventing weeds from coming through.
So you should let it just sit on the surface then, not necessarily compost it in.
You don't always have to mix it in. Now,
okay.
Other crops,
now, see, I've always mixed it in and made like a compost-rich thing, little layer on top, but you don't. That's not really what you're recommending then.
Well, you can do it different ways. I mean, you can sometimes some of them you can kill by just cutting them in the spring with like a scythe or something, and then you just can leave that mulch on, or you can take that mulch and throw it in your compost bins if you prefer. There's a lot of different ways to do it, and there's a lot of different plants to use, and there are some great resources. You know, we talk about them on our website at MotherEarthNews.com. If they just search cover crops, they'll get a variety of articles that will all give them some specifics. Rye, winter rye is one of my favorites here in Kansas, comes up, and the chickens love it. So I sow my beds to winter rye like late, even at the end of this month, and it'll come up because it's so tolerant of cold temperatures. And then I have just this nice like green lawn, and I just set my little chicken pens are portable. They're just the same size as my beds, and the chickens just munch on the rye all winter long.
Well, and we all know that chicken leavings, shall we say, I'm trying to think of a nice way of saying it, is a fantastic fertilizer.
Right. So you have the chicken manure on the bed, and you have the rye that helps the fertility. And so next spring then, and if you leave the chickens on long enough, they'll kill the rye. And so then you don't even have to dig it over. Otherwise you'd have to dig the rye in to kill it.
And I want to mention now this article, there's actually an article about cover crops in this month's issue of Mother Earth News, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there is.
Okay.
And it'll give them all the basics and how to get started.
And folks, it's amazing. You can sign up for Mother Earth News right on the website, MotherEarthNews.com, and it's incredibly inexpensive, I mean, in my opinion.
And you get a discount if you sign up online.
That's right. You get a discount.
$10 a year if you do a Earth-Friendly automatic subscription.
$10 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. So there's absolutely no excuse. If you're into green, sign up for Mother Earth News. You can go to the website, again, MotherEarthNews.com, or you can go to our website, EnergizeGreen.com, and click on the Mother Earth News link. And we've only got a couple couple minutes left, Cheryl, what I want to mention now, there's another really neat article that I want to talk about the bees, because this is such a huge issue in Texas right now, and I know it's really a problem all around the country. Tell us what's going on with bees.
Well, our current issue has two stories. One is about the problem with what they call colony collapse disorder, and they're not entirely sure what's killing the bees, but they're pretty sure that it's related to all of the different pesticides that we have out there, and some of them are actually coming systemic through the plants, and the bees are there's a mixture of reasons, and but there's a really serious problem. The other article, which is the one that is kind of a little piece of the solution, is a really simple kind of hive that you can build. It's called a top bar beehive, much simpler than the more complex frames that that the commercial beekeepers use. And even if you don't want to manage the bees, even if you never want to look inside because you're afraid of bees, you could build one of these top bar hives, put it out in the corner of your yard, and then you have there are ways to attract the bees to use it. And then you'll have the bees in your garden to pollinate your crops, which is a really important function for many crops. If they don't get pollinated, they don't get as big, you don't get as much yield. They just don't grow very well.
Well, I've been out at the state fair actually the last several weeks and had a lot of folks coming by and asking us about tomatoes, and I was talking to my organic farmer friends that this year has been a really bad year in here in Texas for the tomato crops, and my organic friends are telling me it's bees.
Well, it could be partly that. It certainly could. I mean, bees do help pollinate tomatoes. Tomatoes are partly pollinated by wind, by jiggling. They need to be jiggled. And sometimes the different kinds of bees, I'm not sure so much about honeybees, but different kinds of bees will work the yellow tomato flowers trying to get pollen or nectar from the blossoms, and that does the jiggling that they need.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's about time for us to move on. We've got to take a break, and then I think we're going to have another friend from Mother Earth News. Troy Griepentrag is going to join us and talk a little bit about some do-it-yourself projects. And so, Cheryl, it's time to say goodbye. We sure appreciate having you on the show.
Talk to you later, guys.
You betcha. And
thanks, Cheryl.
And we'll be back with more Green. What do you think, Dan?
I am looking forward to this. I'm really pumped. Let's go.
All right. We'll be back with more Energized Green in just a moment.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN 1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com. Keyword, job fair.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog.
Woof!
There's a new way to shop for leather. The Leather Sofa Company. Your shopping experience is like no other. It's easy and affordable. Whether your taste is traditional or contemporary, they have a style to suit your needs. Their distinctful designs are tailored to fit your space, and you can personalize your furniture to reflect your lifestyle. You're choosy about your home. Be choosy about your leather. For a location nearest you, visit leathersofaco.com.
I'm Pete Ronas, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to High Noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at High Noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at High Noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
And we are talking about Mother Earth news today.
Actually talking not only about, but with.
With, that's right. And Cheryl Long was fabulous.
Oh, isn't she a hoot?
She kills me. I just love her.
And I'm wondering if there isn't anything she doesn't know about some of these things. She is so good.
She humbles me, I'll tell you. I feel like I learn something every time I talk to her. Golly. But we're going to learn some more. What do you think?
I want to learn a little bit more about some of this do-it-yourself stuff that I like to be able to do because, number one, it's something that I can do easily, and number two, it's often free.
It's often free, and you're the nuts and bolts guy. I think you're going to enjoy meeting Troy Griepentrog. He is the Senior Associate Editor at Mother Earth News. Welcome, Troy.
Hi.
Hello, Troy.
How are you guys today?
We are just delightful, having lots of fun.
Great.
And enjoying going green.
That's the way to go.
Well, everybody out there in Radio Land is wondering, what can we do to save some money and energy on our next heating bills? And it's coming up. It's starting to get chilly out.
It's already started.
That's right. I'm wearing a sweater today. So we need some advice. What can we do to get started?
Well, you can start with some simple things. Your windows, for one thing. You lose a lot of heat through the windows, around the windows. Anything that you can do to stop drafts around the windows is a good thing to do. Weather stripping and those sorts of things. Sash locks are great. And, you know, that shrink wrap plastic that you see in a lot of stores, you can do that. But here's an easier trick that's pretty much equally effective. You can just spray a light mist of water on the window panes and cover them with bubble wrap.
Hey!
And it just adheres to the window that way.
That's one of Dan's favorite tips. See, great minds do think alike, Dan.
There you go. And put the bubbles against the glass.
You got it. That's right.
That is a great tip. And you really don't have to tape it in place or anything. You just make it kind of wet.
That's right. And then
just a fine mist, actually.
And save it for the next year.
Okay, I've got a question for you. We get this one a lot on energizegreen.com. Listeners want to know, when do you need to actually replace your windows? When is it time to actually put $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 into new windows?
Well, there are 100 different factors in that decision, but your windows are starting to rot. That's the big one. I mean, if you have older wooden windows and you notice some decay in either the sashes or the frames, it's time to go. And other than that, there are a whole lot of factors, but whenever you can afford it, basically, it's a great time to upgrade to windows, new windows. With the new coatings and the different things, energy-efficient windows can make such a huge difference. And they're a great investment in your house and the value of your property.
Well, and they also up your resale value. So when you go to sell the house, you can say, hey, last year I spent $6,000 on new windows, and it's going to save you a lot of energy or whatever.
That's right.
So my only caveat to that is if your house is historic, and really historic these days is beginning to mean built in the 60s or before.
Ooh, that hurt.
Yeah. Use a lot of caution. Consult a historic architect. And I don't mean an old guy. I mean an architect that has a specialty in historic renovation, because you can really damage the value of a house accidentally by replacing the windows on a historic home when maybe you should use storm windows or something else instead. And there's some other products that work really well for historic homes. So watch that one. But I want to talk a little bit about thermostats. Because one of our favorite tips is also one of yours. But first, I have a trivia question before I get to the tip. You know, we've been out at the Texas State Fair the last several weekends, and Dan had devised this little video. Or it's a little game that we play here on the show. It's called Green or Greener. And so I have a trivia question for you, Troy. You ready?
Okay, I'm set.
Okay, does it actually save you money to turn the heat on higher than you need? Is it going to warm the room up any faster?
No, it really doesn't.
Ding, ding, ding. He got that. He got that. You won you didn't win $1,000,000, but we'll send you a dollar.
How about a subscription to Mother Earth News?
Yeah, we'll give you a subscription to Mother Earth News. How about that, Troy?
That'd be great.
Okay.
Everybody needs one of those.
That's true.
But, right, you can't heat up the house any faster by turning the thermostat up to 80 or 90. Just turn it up there to where you want it to be, hopefully high 60s or low 70s if you're a really cold-blooded person. But, and it warms up in about 15 minutes no matter what you do. Turning it up high doesn't save you anything.
And what's your favorite thermostat tip? I bet I know what it is.
Well, it's install a programmable thermostat.
Ding, ding, ding. Golly, he is smart. and program it. Oh, you have to program it too?
Yeah, you know, but they're pretty easy these days.
You can't just stick it up there. No, what you need to do is ask the 12-year-old that lives next door, come over here and program my thermostat, please.
That's right.
Yeah, and while you're doing it, you know, hit the VCR at the same time.
Exactly. Set the clock on that.
Yeah, set the clock. But that's right.
We found a little fix for that. A little black electrician's tape over the clock works wonders.
And just don't even look at it, huh?
That's a good tip, too. Yeah, but if you set back your thermostat during the day while you're away at work or overnight, if you can set it back 10 degrees for those 8 hours or so, you can save 10% on your heating bill.
Well, that's good advice, and we're going to come back with some more tips from Troy at Mother Earth News right here on Energize Green. Stay with us.
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car, and you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal, it's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI Clean Diesel Sedan or Sports Wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at vwtexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13-watt or a hefty 23-watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. Now, you know, in the wintertime, Dan, I turn my ceiling fans on backwards, so that they help circulate the heat that gets stuck up at the, you know, at the ceiling.
If you've got vaulted ceilings, they can help a little bit.
And I've got really high ceilings.
But you don't want to turn them on too fast because it's that, you know, you start moving it around too fast, it actually feels cooler.
It feels cooler. Okay, I have a trivia question for you, but I think what I'm going to do instead is ask our guest, Tori Griebentrog, who is the senior editor, or he's the senior associate editor at Mother Earth News, and kind of the expert on do-it-yourself up there at Mother Earth
News. Troy, we've got a question for you on ceiling fans.
All right.
Troy, is it more energy efficient to leave the ceiling fans on when you leave the room and allow them to mix the air, or to turn them off and only turn them on while you're in the room?
Well, it's more energy efficient to only leave them on while you're in the room.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm telling you, this guy is smart.
I can't trip him up yet.
I bet we could think of something.
I've got one.
Okay. All right. We've got one for you now.
Uh-oh.
What is the most recycled product right now in the country?
Ooh, trick question. Paper?
No, but that was a really good answer. You want to try one more?
Plastic.
No.
That's another really good answer. Yeah, I didn't know it. I didn't know it either. Dan came up with this one.
We actually did have a right answer. Andrea and I did a presentation here a couple of weeks ago together, and we actually had a man in the audience that came up with the correct answer on this one. Car batteries.
Oh.
Between 98 and 99% of all car batteries are recycled today. And of the car batteries, the lead and the plastic and everything else, almost 99% of each battery is recyclable.
Totally.
Okay, we got it.
Okay. Here, I'll tell you what. We're going to have a trivia question, and we're going to ask the audience. And the first right answer that I get, okay. I'm going to send them a special gift.
Okay.
How about that? I have an Energize Green, believe it or not, umbrella. I have a neat Energize Green umbrella. It's got the Energize Green logo on it. And we're going to send it to a listener. If you can answer this question correctly, and you can send the answer to Andrea at energizegreen.com. And the first right answer I get is going to get it. It's going to get the umbrella. And we'll tell you the answer at the end of the show. How about that? We'll tell you the answer. But I have to get the email very, very soon. And that is, who is Buckminster Fuller and what was he famous for? Troy, do you know that one, that answer?
I'm slightly familiar with Buckminster Fuller, yes.
Okay, so don't say it just yet. Let's give folks a chance to email us. Again, Andrea at energizegreen.com. And if you can't remember that, go to our website, energizegreen.com.
I can just see Google and meltdown right now.
I know, it's like, okay. And you're going to get a neat Energize Green umbrella, and we'll send that to you. And I'll throw some other goodies in there, too. We always have some neat stuff around here. Okay, let's talk a little bit more with Troy. Can you give us a tip here if we've got our heating system in, you know, ready to start mode here, and we want to get it in tip-top shape for keeping things going this fall?
Sure. One of the best things you can do is change that air filter. If you have a forced air furnace, keep that clean. That helps things move smoothly and efficiently. And actually, any part of the system that you can helps it out, some of the registers and vents, keeping those clean is a great thing to do.
And how do you know when it's time to call an HVAC person and have them come in and do some a little bit more thorough cleaning for you on your whole system?
Yeah. Well, if you have an oil system, if you burn fuel oil instead of natural gas, you should have that done about every year, just as routine maintenance. If you're burning natural gas or propane, every 2 years is about the right time frame for that, to have a professional come in, clean things up, and
check it all out.
Because they can check for cracks, and more importantly, for places where you might have carbon monoxide leaking.
Well, and I was just about to say, I'm going to put my plug in here for make certain that your smoke alarm and carbon monoxide alarm is working. Not just that you have one, but that it's working. Most of them have a little button on them. You can push that button to make certain that the alarm is functional. Make sure your batteries have been changed recently, and if you haven't changed them, change them. And while you're at it, how about that older couple that lives next door to you? Why don't you go over and ask them if they've got a working smoke alarm and carbon monoxide alarm? And if not, and if they do, ask if you can help them change the battery so they don't have to climb up on a ladder. What do you think?
Or if they don't, buy one for them for a gift.
That's right. It is a great gift and can save their lives. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk for a moment again about a do-it-yourself project that you can actually do yourself, and that is insulate. Because I'll bet you 90% of the folks listening to the show today do not have enough insulation in their attic. What do you think, Troy?
I think you're absolutely right.
And what do you think of the three or four different kinds? Can you walk through us real quickly on what the basic types are?
Sure. There's loose fill, which is basically usually blown in. It can be dumped in to attic spaces and sometimes in between the walls, too. It has a little bit of a tendency to settle, though, in walls, so it's more frequently used in attics. Blankets, rolls or bats of fiberglass insulation also used in attics and walls. There's rigid foam, which is used most of the time around basements or under slabs, but you can also use it on the outside walls.
And we're seeing rigid foam being used a lot more, say, in the construction process, and then also as part of building materials that have the foam sandwiched into them,
right.
Which is
the
great
new SIPs
also.
And so forth.
Yeah, and the structural insulated panels as well.
Right.
And then lastly, we've got what?
Liquid foam.
The liquid foam. That's right. The spray and liquid foam that expands. And it's, to me, it's really one of the best ways of gaining if you're trying to save energy, because it fills all the gaps and cracks and just does a fabulous job.
That's right.
I'm sure many people have purchased this at a hardware store where you have a can and you've gone out and you've maybe used it to fill in a gap around a pipe mm-hmm. or something where it exits the home.
Right.
It's amazing. You can buy it from, gee, it doesn't expand at all to, oh my gosh, I've used way too much. Now I'm in trouble.
It's dripping
that
out
stuff
all
expands.
Over the place.
Oh, but it's good stuff.
It is good stuff. And I want to mention now, of the three kinds, the loose fill, the blankets, or the rigid foam, those are all pretty easy to do yourself. The liquid foam, other than in the small cans, if you're having, say, a whole attic done, it's pretty much something
no,
that you're
going to
have.
A specialist.
You're going to have a specialist come in
with
and
special
do that.
Equipment. Yeah. Right.
And it can get up there price-wise, but again, the payback on it is tremendous.
It's about double what an ordinary kind of insulation is, but it actually works so much better that you do get a faster rate of return on that kind of foam. We're on that insulation.
And we've got about 30 seconds left. Troy, can you give us one more quick tip on saving energy this fall?
Well, you can seal the joints on your ducts. That is with a T, not with a K. But don't use duct tape. It really falls apart after about 6 months. The best thing to do is use mastic if you can get it. Second best option is aluminum tape.
Fabulous. And I'm going to say again that 90% number, I'll bet 90% of the folks listening today have got holes in
Guarantee it. Almost guarantee it. Even if it's new.
In those ductwork. So do have that checked. Matter of fact, you might consider having a local heating and air conditioning company come and do a blower door test. And we've got to say goodbye to Troy. Thanks for being on Energize Green. And we're going to come back with some more.
Who is Buckminster Fuller?
you're going to find out who Buckminster Fuller is in just a few minutes. We'll be back with more Energize Green in just a moment.
If you're looking for windows and doors, the Energy Shop specializes in sales and service of Geldwin and Anderson wood windows and patio doors. They also carry Velux's complete line of roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels, and solar water heaters. The Energy Shop, beautiful ways to save energy. Call them at 972-661-0688 or visit energyshopinc.com to find directions to their new location in Carrollton. The Energy Shop.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387, 24 hours a day, or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's LIteuptexas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or
you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. Well, Dan, it's coming up a few weeks from now. We're going to be changing the name of the show to Mother Earth News Radio. I'm excited.
Mother Earth News Radio. It's a mouthful, but it's a good one.
It's a good mouthful, that's for sure. You know, Mother Earth News has been around since 1970.
Oh, has it been that long already? Because yeah. I originally subscribed to it when it first came out.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Do you
has it really been that
even
long?
Getting it for
They are one of the
yeah, 39
I don't know, maybe
years.
That makes them the original.
I think they are the original. But, you know, Mother Earth News is actually kind of a mother to several other magazines in a way. And one of those is the Herb Companion. We've had Casey Compton. She's actually the editor-in-chief of the Herb Companion on the show before.
Well, I know that we live on herbs. Herbs are a part of the Chinese diet.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right.
You know, Lisa's from China. She's got all this in her background, and we get all these different herbs and so forth. And the silly thing is, they work.
They sure do work.
I was skeptical, but they work.
Yeah, well, let's get Casey on, and she can talk to us a little bit about some of the herbs that she likes. And particularly as we're coming into cold and flu season here, I think it's a good timely topic.
Countrywide.
Absolutely. Casey, welcome to Energize Green.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you're always fun, and you teach me every time you come on, you teach me something I didn't know before about herbs.
Wonderful. Well, that's my mission in life, so that's a good thing.
You're just waiting for my phone call, huh?
That's right. Okay. Well, no. Learning things that I didn't know about herbs and passing that information along, so that thrills me.
Oh, I thought it was just me. Daggone it.
Okay, fine. I'll make you my special project.
Well, actually, when I came up there and visited Mother Earth a few weeks ago, I finally got to meet you after all this time of having you guys on the show. I got to meet everybody up there face-to-face, and you gave me some tips on curing a little throat infection that I had, and it worked.
It did. Oh, good. I'm so glad.
It worked
great.
It
always works with me. I'm always glad to hear that it works with somebody else, too. So.
Well, and, you know, I'm kind of lucky because I've got a pretty strong immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly why, but for those folks who don't, what are some steps that folks can take? And really, me too, and Dan, what can we all do to build up our immune system?
Well, some of the basics. I know that this is something that we say over and over and over again repeatedly, but the basics of health are the same things that are required to build up your immune system, which is you need to eat right, eat lots of colorful fruits and vegetables, and get plenty of sleep. That's a big one. We are all sort of sleep deprived in this country.
Right.
Exercise. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to go to the gym and sweat for an hour every single day, but you do need to get some good exercise and build some strength in your physical body and your muscles and in your cardiovascular system. And you need to reduce and manage stress.
Okay.
And I know that's all, you know, it's a challenge for everybody and more some days, it seems. But it's very important for you to be able to, you know, be kind
Relax.
To yourself
yeah.
and be kind to others.
Smile
and
a little.
Stress.
Laugh.
And they're actually discovering that stress does reduce the effectiveness of your immune system.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Especially a prolonged situation of stress. So whatever you can do to, you know, get relief if you're caring, if you know, if you're a caregiver for an ailing parent, see if you can get some relief, or if you're in a relationship that doesn't work, see what you can do to get that relationship working. And, you know, so it's those prolonged periods of stress that are especially hard on the immune system.
Well, we've just got like 30 seconds left, but I want to mention, you know, one of the things that I've learned in reading Mother Earth News and in reading Herb Companion is all these toxins that are in our lives that we can reduce down and not be exposed to so many chemicals. I think it makes a difference. At least it is for me. What do you think?
It makes an enormous difference. And you have to be very deliberate about it because they really are kind of everywhere. So you have to really be, deliberate about filtering your water or about not using much plastic. Try to limit the amount of plastic you use. Try to eat organic local foods as much as possible.
And don't do things like heat up a plastic cup in the microwave. Then you're just inviting trouble. Because,
or like smoke.
Or that's
like,
another one.
Do that.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, let's take a break. When we come back, you know, everybody seems to be getting colds and flu right now. Let's talk about some of these herbal remedies. Our producer, Barrett, just got over a terrible bout of the flu. So what are some of the things that Barrett and everybody around the country could be doing that's maybe a natural thing to help get over these illnesses? We'll be back with more Energize Green in just a moment.
Start your day. CNN 1190 AM Headline News. With all the top news and business stories. Plus, Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her.
Okay.
I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment. With CNN 1190 Headline News.
They floored your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand scraped, plus see stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. Well, with everybody getting sick left and right, I thought it would be fun to have Casey Compton. She's the editor-in-chief of the Herb Companion on the show today. Now, Dan, you've managed to miss the flu so far this year. I have too, but Barrett was out a couple weeks ago for an entire week with a terrible bout of the flu.
And Barrett's a big guy.
He's a big guy.
Knocking flat.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he was sick. Casey, I want to know, what are some of the things that Barrett could be doing that might be natural to build his immunity? And if you've got the flu or a cold, how do you get rid of it?
Well, one of my favorite all-round herbs for any kind of infection or just to ward off the flu if you think you might be getting it or a cold is garlic. I like recipes that say, you know, take all the garlic you find in the house, mince, and put in a soup. And so garlic is really, really powerful antiviral.
Okay.
So,
does it make any difference if you cook it or if you're eating it, you know, a little bit undercooked or maybe smearing it on bread or whatever? Does it matter how you eat it?
It sure matters how it hits your stomach, whether or not you're cooking it or not. So
yeah.
I think in soup it's just fine. That's how I do it, is I just make some, you know, some soup with a lot of garlic in it and drink as much as I possibly can.
Okay.
Also, echinacea, if you get a good echinacea, that is, you know, I wouldn't necessarily go to the discount stores because I don't think those are generally very potent. But a good echinacea, especially an echinacea tincture that you can get in the health food stores or natural food stores, is really great. There's also a lot of the healing mushrooms now are just sort of getting to come to people's attention. The reishi and shiitake and maitake mushrooms have a lot of healing. It's not healing, but it boosts your own immune system so that your body can ward off and throw off infection. So if you can make yourself a mushroom soup with those good shiitake.
Ooh, yeah,
mushroom
one of my favorites.
Garlic.
Oh,
yeah,
you bet. Now, I know you guys think I'm crazy, but I started using Airborne like 7 or 8 years ago, and I haven't had a serious cold since then. I know it's got echinacea and all other kinds of herbs in it. You know, do you have other people, Casey, that tell you that Airborne works?
Well, my sister just loves it, and she's a hospital chaplain, so she's involved with lots and lots of people and lots of germs. You know, they've done tests on it that say that it doesn't work. It doesn't have the potency. The company had to, you know, was involved in some sort of legal situation because of that. But a lot of people use it and like it and say that it really does work. So, I, you know, the thing is with me, if you use something and it works,
keep using it. Yeah.
You know?
So. Okay. Now I got a crazy one for you. My dad's from Scotland. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He swears that he doesn't get colds because he eats licorice, black licorice. Is that nutty or what?
Well, no, it's not. And licorice and also slippery elm are traditional herbs for dealing with flu and cold symptoms.
Really?
So your dad is actually very smart. What a smart guy. It's not like the black licorice candy. You aren't going to go and eat enough black licorice candy to run the flu symptoms away.
He gets the really
get a
strong
tincture
stuff.
Or tea.
Mm-hmm. Right. He gets licorice tea, and he gets it is a candy of sorts, I guess, but it's really bitter, strong black
really,
licorice.
Really, really strong, yeah.
Yeah, swears. His mother told him, you know,
he
for years.
He is a smart guy, and his mother was a smart woman, wise.
Okay.
Oh, I got a quick question.
I believe you.
Can we go back to garlic for just a second?
Now,
you're touching garlic fresh, I presume, is probably the best. I've seen garlic capsules that are deodorized or anything else. Are those as effective as fresh garlic?
I don't know that they're as effective, but if you can't abide fresh garlic, and some people just cannot, or if your stomach can't stand to have fresh garlic, because it's pretty strong in your tummy, then the garlic in capsules can be effective.
Well, we discovered that around our house. It's not only antiviral, it's antispousal.
Yeah. Goodbye. I love you. Okay, I've got to mention something because we've only got about a minute left, believe it or not, and we're out of time for today's show.
Wow.
Casey, I know you and Brian Welch and a bunch of the folks there from Mother Earth News are heading out to San Francisco next month. I want to mention this. The San Francisco Green Festival is going to be going on November 13th through 15th. And listeners, if you want to know more about what is going on in the world of green, visit our website, energizegreen.com. We've got some links there to some terrific events, and also MotherEarthNews.com. And there's an absolute bevy of all kinds of links to articles, events, lots of stuff going on. Casey, you are amazing, and we sure appreciate you being on the show and sharing all your tips from the Herb Companion.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, you're very welcome.
I'll look forward to the next time.
It'll be a lot of fun. We'll have you on again soon and maybe talk about some more tips for staying healthy using natural methods, because I think that's a great, great topic. We'll be back next week with more Energized Green. And until then, Dan and I are signing off. Please visit our website, energizedgreen.com.
CNN 1190.